Welcome to the Perfect Storm. Justin, how are you going?
I'm okay, mate. I'm okay.
Kyle, are you going well?
I'm a bit concerned about Justin. He's not doing fine and dandy today.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm not fine and dandy. That's why I didn't do it. I'm just okay.
Too much caramel custard. Today, we are freezing. Canberra had a high of 10. Yeah. It said it had a high of 11. That's a lie.
Outside, it was a high of 2.
It was a wind chill of 3, I think, the top.
It's freezing. We're inside and I'm still cold.
Yeah.
But this is why you live in Canberra.
Things last longer in the fridge.
Yep, it does. Yep, that's right. Mm. So hopefully I'll last longer. There's been a bit of controversy about, I'm going to say Auntie Madge.
Marge.
Auntie Marge is caramel.
My mum's going to kill you.
Marge. Sorry, Marge. Auntie Marge's caramel custard. Can you read us some comments there, Kyle?
Yeah, look, Andrew is quite concerned. Read the recipe. At which point should we pause and say, sorry, masses, it's not healthy, so I'm not sharing it. He says he loves the show, but he's a little bit torn on the recipe that was shared.
Okay.
says, I could similarly tell the listeners how to make an alcoholic drink that all my friends love, but it's not appropriate because it's against health principles. So, that's Andrew's input.
Okay. I've got to step in here. Andrew, yeah. We love you, brother. Good on you, mate. And don't make the caramel custard recipe.
No, don't.
We stumbled into that. I haven't seen it for years from my mum. She made it when Phil came over to collect, when we're collecting wood, and we worked hard that day.
That was Phil's request.
Yeah.
And alcohol is not a health issue. It's a moral issue. Yeah, it's bad for your health. But alcohol goes to war with the frontal lobe of your brain and affects your moral judgments.
Mm.
And that's why Jesus refuses it on the cross. And alcohol is at a whole nother level again from custard. Okay? Now, custard will give you heart disease. It's right. It's not a healthy thing.
What if it's fermented custard?
It's definitely not healthy.
I want to read you a verse in the Bible.
It brings joy to your soul.
Because, you know, there's lots of verses on alcohol in the Bible.
Yep.
Noah gets drunk and has a first domestic dispute after the flood. And everywhere there, David tries to get Uriah drunk to deceive him. It's all bad stuff with alcohol. But there is a verse. This is Andrew's verse. Okay, Andrew, this is from the book of Nehemiah.
Mm.
It's a Sabbath, and it's a holy day. And it says in Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10, then they said to them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portion to those for nothing is prepared, for the day is holy to the Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. I don't think you should be eating that stuff all the time. And my mum's an old-fashioned cook. It's nostalgic because we don't do that stuff anymore.
Marge by name and margarine by nature.
You won't use margarine.
Oh, okay. No.
That's chemicals.
Oh, okay.
You'll notice that it's all quite primitive. Butter and it's sugar.
Not, Andrew.
Don't live on that stuff. You'll get heart disease and die young. Yep. And that's Andrew's point. He's dead right. But it's a little too far to equate it with alcohol. Alcohol will war with your morals. It will destroy your health as well. But it will make you do things you wouldn't normally do.
Hmm.
And the listeners who have been drunk can testify to that. Now, I've got lots of stories I don't want to share on air.
Mm.
But alcohol is a bad, bad thing. Can you eat custard on a special occasion? I would hope so. I would hope so.
If you're not vegan, and we have
Kyle's,
fear not Andrew,
Kyle's vegan.
Yeah, fear not Andrew, because next recipe coming up is Kyle's lentil soup or curry. What is it, Kyle?
I don't know. Probably do the dal.
Yeah, dal.
I'm a massive dal fan.
Lentil curry. So it's called a dal. And look forward to that.
We have to counter the caramel custard with something
maybe,
healthy.
Maybe Andrew's got a recipe he wants to send.
Maybe. Send us your best, Andrew. Send us your best, mate.
So, okay.
Do not use alcohol in your recipe, Andrew.
Here's a challenge for you, Andrew. If you had people coming around and they wanted a caramel custard, What would you give them in alternative?
That you can do alternative. Custard. Good on
alternative
Andrew.
Caramel
stick
custard.
To your guns, Andrew. I'm supporting you, mate.
And we'd love to a recipe. We'll read it out on the air. Any more comments?
I did get a vanilla caramel. A vanilla slice once that was vegan.
There you go.
That was amazing. Well, thank you.
Who's Patty. The cook at a rice?
Anna, and Julie.
Anna is a vegan cook. That when you go to a rice, everything she cooks. Is to die for. It's awesome. So,
it's up at Kingscliff, isn't it? Yeah.
And we should feature one of Anna's because Anna's the best when it comes to vegan cooking.
You can't complain about Anna's recipe.
It doesn't matter whether you're vegan or not. You will love her cooking. That's good. You love her cooking.
All right. The rest of the comments, apart from Cassandra egging us on.
With eggs.
She says, how about instead of a welcome to country, we do a welcome to kingdom? And we show the world that Australia is on the map for showing honour to the God who gave us all breath and who should have destroyed us for our high treason.
Can't argue with that.
Everything
acknowledge,
is the Lord.
Acknowledge the Lord. It is what it is. We're probably not going to go into the walking country thing again.
Oh, okay.
No. We're getting ourselves in a lot of trouble.
Well, I actually threw a story in here that we didn't talk about in the pre-meeting. Can I start with
thanks
that?
Thanks for that. I appreciate it.
And then I'll hand over to Phil.
I love a blindsight.
And then I'll hand over to Phil. Because this is actually a pretty significant story here in Australia this week. That
so we're done with comments.
Yeah, the comments ended.
Oh, Alice Springs, mate.
Alice Springs blew up this week.
It sure did.
Sure did.
What a horrid, horrid thing happened. That little girl, just a beautiful little girl, murdered and mistreated and murdered.
Yeah.
And then the whole city is in total chaos because they actually, there was a group protecting the guy.
Right.
The police were tipped off. They found him. Now, the others that weren't protecting, the other family members.
Found him first.
And Jacinta Price, the politician, is connected. Her family's related to that little girl that was murdered. She's from Alice Springs. Yeah. The rest of the city wanted to get their hands on this guy and kill him. Seek vengeance.
And they did get a little bit of that before the cops got there. By the time the police got there, he was unconscious.
Yep. But there's all sorts of payback going to go on over that. That's Old Testament, mate.
It's not good. It's evil.
It's been tense out there for a long time.
Yep.
A lot of alcohol in that community. I've spent a bit of time in Alice Springs. I preached in the church there, and I remember during my sermon, it was a night time. It was an outreach program. They would interrupt you preaching. Pastor Dave is the pastor out there. He's
luckiest man alive.
Absolute legend.
He is an amazing soul-winning dude. I love him. I was there in his church one night, and the local elders and that handled it real well. Because they're in language. The indigenous people out there are not speaking English. When they're drunk, they're talking language. And you don't get that in many parts of Australia. And it's unfortunate what alcohol has done to their community and to it continues to do. It's incredibly damaging to the indigenous communities in Australia. Incredibly damaging.
Terrible. We're going to move on. We're going to go to Germany. And 5,000 troops are out. They're gone.
Well, you insult the big Don, and there's always payback, mate. He loves a bit of payback, doesn't he?
How's he insulted? What's he done?
Well, it was last week, wasn't it? Kelly shared with us the story that German Chancellor said that Donald Trump was a bit of a donkey because he's made himself look like a donkey in Iran.
America's being humiliated by Iran, he said, public.
The donkey was my part.
In German, probably thinking it's never going to get out there, and it went viral.
Gotcha.
The Don heard.
Yeah.
And we want to come back to, again, and if you want to know about Bible prophecy, we always offer this, the Bible marking guide. Just text guide to our number. Phil, what's our number?
0402. Sorry, 0482. 083.
082. What are you doing?
0482 082 876. I'm just getting confused with my number.
Study and you'll see America in prophecy. Everyone's mocking America and Donnie and all of that stuff. Let me tell you, in quick time, America said, oh, is that right? Because they've got 30,000 troops in Germany, still from the Second World War. They've kept bases there to protect them from Russia in the Cold War. So Don says, well, we're bringing 5,000 home immediately and there's more to come. And all of a sudden, the German Chancellor decided that that wasn't a great idea. He's backtracked. He's walked his comments back, Kyle. What did he say?
I'm not giving up on working with Trump.
No.
This is the one I've got and here on the screen.
We love America, and well, I shouldn't have said what I said. Every nation on earth, they can mock America until they don't. And they have such power. And that's one of the big indicators, Kyle, to me, that we're living right at the end of time. Big indicator.
Well, Germany's... And I guess the other point that this is the other point that Trump made. He said, how about you clean up your own country? Or what was it? He said, clean up your own mess, basically. Your country's going terrible.
Anyway, he doesn't take the insults well, does he?
We should have got Johannes on here to tell us about
Germany. But maybe we should have.
This guy, does he have a point? Is there a standoff in Iran? What's going off?
100%. But I don't think America's disgraced themselves. They've lost one pilot. Went down and they rescued him at the cost of $300 million. And they have bombed their navy and their arsenal, all their military stuff into the dark ages. So I'm not sure how they're being humiliated. I think that was a stretch, and he really misspoke when he said that.
Is it a standoff, though?
Well, right now, as we've gone to air on a Thursday, they are... The Americans are continuing the blockade, no oil in and out, and they are saying, it's been reported on Fox that the next 48 hours is crucial because either they're going to do a deal or America's going to fire up the military again and go in and do even more damage to that country till they're forced just by pure, their own population will turn on them. If America wants to, they always fight with one arm behind their back. If they want to, they could like make it a parking lot, that entire country, just with one submarine. They just nuke the whole place if they chose to. Fortunately, they don't. But if they said, oh, we're going to take out your power grid, if you don't have electricity in this day and age, a lot of those cities can't get water. Like they will come to the table then, but... Trump knows that his opposition will take him to court and charge him with war crimes in the future when he's out of power. So he's reluctant to get involved in that.
To the other side, this is religious. There's no reason that they should.
Yeah,
they'll die for the cause.
I can't see him compromising.
Mm.
Time will tell.
So we'll move on from there and back to Australia. Something in Albury is happening very soon. Albury, the by-election in Farrah.
Noah, do you know what our electorate's called?
I don't know what any electorate is called.
The weirdest names. How's it get called Farrah?
Who decides this stuff?
I don't know, but where's Farrah?
There's a Farrah in Canberra.
There is.
To live in there.
But this is a different Farrah. This is federal politics. So there's the seat of Farrah was held by Susan Ley.
Yep.
Who was the opposition leader, the leader of the Liberal Party. She lost her job and she stepped out of politics. So you see, when we were at Henty, she was there. She had her own stand at the near Wagga there because that's her electorate. So
I found a map.
Oh, good.
Oh, nice.
It takes in Albury. It takes in Griffith.
Oh, that's and huge.
Deniliquin. It's a big area without many people there.
All the way out to South Australia.
It's a country. It's farmers. It's country. And everyone is in a mild panic. Kyle, the ABC stands for what? Adventist Book Centre?
The Australian Broadcasting
Corporation.
Wasn't quick enough on the jokes there, sorry.
I don't know if it was a joke.
I was trying to come up with one.
No, we didn't want a joke. We don't want a joke. No. Farrah. there you go. We've got Leeton, Griffith, Albury, Deniliquin. What's the other one? Wentworth.
Balranald.
Balranald. I go to sheepdog trials down there on the border. This is a part of where we work, our conference. We've got churches out in this area.
And there's a Riverina.
Mate, they're country folk, and they have a band. The Liberal Party started in Farrah. That was the first place they ever went into politics. They look like losing the seat and losing it in a fair old margin towards Kyle.
And Liberals have always had Farrah, haven't they?
Well, basically, the coalition in some form.
National
or Liberal. It looks more national, doesn't it? But Albury affects it because Albury's a big population.
One Nation, a favourite, 66%.
That's the chances. It hasn't happened yet.
Sports bet. Independent second.
Yeah, Kyle.
Nationals, 1.7%.
I find it fascinating that the ABC, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, which is... It slants very to the left.
Oh, does it?
Just my personal opinion. That's not the opinion of Faith FM. That's Justin's opinion. Yeah. They are doing live crosses. Every news item they have nearly is trying to counter the One Nation guy there. They're in a mild panic, so you know it must be on.
Mm.
Because if One Nation wins this... This is not the Senate where Pauline lives. This is the lower house.
Yeah. Pauline's from Ipswich.
Yeah. The lower house, there's never been a One Nation person in the lower house federally that I know of.
Okay.
This is a precedent that they're panicking. You could, in that way, they could govern Australia if they have enough seats in the lower house.
Mm.
And that's why this weekend is very significant because, like everywhere in the world we keep talking about, they're lurching to the populist nationalists to the right. And let's see what happens in Farrah. All eyes are on there.
Well, South Australia recently got 4 seats in the lower house because of, the South Australian votes that just recently happened.
In the state, that's right, but not the federal. That was a state election.
But it's in the lower house.
Of the state.
Of the state.
Oh, the state lower house.
Gotcha. We're talking about the federal parliament here in Canberra that Farrah's represented in Canberra at the federal.
I left school early. So.
Yeah, that's okay, mate. That's all right. We'll keep with us.
Never got my grade 7 trip to Canberra, grade 8 trip to Canberra.
Didn't you?
Didn't happen. Yeah.
Oh, mate.
We've got to make him some custard here, mate.
Now I live here. Way back.
Well, we're going to head to the Big Bluey Blunder.
Well, the ABC did this one. This is Kyle's story.
The Big Bluey Blunder. Remember Bluey?
I remember.
I was a little
old. I haven't seen Bluey.
You haven't?
No, I've never seen Bluey.
Ever?
No.
What's wrong with you, mate?
My kids were around Thomas the Tank Engine and Peppa Pig and
the fat controller. Yep.
Yeah, well, basically.
My grandkids come over and they want to watch 2 things.
Bluey?
Danny Go is so big he's on Netflix now. You've never seen Danny Go, have you?
No.
Kyle, it's all about to change for you. Kyle and his sweet wife are about to have a baby, just saying. Mm. They want to watch Danny Go. They want to watch Peppa Pig. But most of all, they want to watch Bluey. They want to watch Bluey.
And Bluey used to be owned, it was created by the ABC. Is this right?
Seems a little extreme, this Danny Go fella.
So, and then that ABC sold it to the BBC.
Kyle knows the story.
I don't know a lot about the story. How the ABC left $2.2 billion on the table with the BBC deal on Bluey. Have Aussies got a thing for letting foreigners carve up our assets, i.e. gas?
So now it's worth $300 million?
Apparently we're not getting anything for it.
$300 billion.
Could have paid for the
$2 billion.
For the entire ABC budget twice over.
You know, they say kids in America are speaking with Australian accents for the first time.
Because of Bluey.
Because they watch so much Bluey. He is bigger than Ben-Hur in the United States.
Well, they just released the Bluey coin here in Canberra.
Yeah, well.
And it was sold out in hours.
Yeah, we weren't here to help either.
Sorry, Glenn.
No.
Yeah.
Well, just, I guess ABC just always makes the right decisions and everything's fine.
What's our giveaway today?
We're going to give away on prayer today because we, in our own personal spiritual journey, are seeing the impact prayer is making for things we're getting done. And one of the best people, one of the best authors going around on prayer at the moment is Melody Mason. She's come to Canberra and spoken at a Canberra regional. She's an awesome young lady. Works for the headquarters of the church over in America now. She's had such an impact writing these books. And she's got the book that we're offering today is one that you should get your hands on. It's called Daring to Ask for More, Daring to Ask by Melody Mason. What's the number they text on that, Phil?
They text Daring, D-A-R-I-N-G, to 0482-082-876. Text the word daring, and you'll get them books. Be quick, because how many copies are there, Kyle?
13.
Yep. Be quick.
And we have to actually step right into a board meeting right now that we're running late for. But
I told him you'll be late. We're good.
Yeah, I've just had the chairman call me. But anyway.
Yeah. But, Kyle, would you mind praying for us? We'll finish one up.
It was short, but it felt really long, so I think they'll be okay. Okay, let me pray. Father, thank you so much for a chance to, focus on how you are going to help us through these last days. There's a lot of sad stuff happening in the world right now.
Really sad.
Pray for the people that are suffering, but we ask that you would turn that around and help it to
give us
lead
joy.
More people to you, that you would use these terrible situations to open people's hearts to the fact that we all need more of you. Father, if there's somebody listening to this show that decides that they want a relationship with you, we pray that they would reach out looking for study guides or looking for some of these resources, the book, Daring to Ask for More. There's so many people who want more, who need more in their life, and hopefully this book can help. So we pray that you would work for your glory in this situation. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you guys for listening today. I hope your week goes well and that God is with you. Until next time.